think you're so clever, don't you, Sunshine? Anyone can rap. It's incredibly easy. I certainly can, yes.
Oh, my God.
Hit it.
Oh, my God.
God save the Queen, an English brawler and a lady's dream.
Keep going, give it more. That's not it, is it? Come on.
A real tormentor with a spiteful dash. I spent 3 bloody hours learning this and I've forgotten it. Hang on, a real tormentor. Right, here we go. A real tormentor with a trifle of dash. A man of fine manners who likes to bash.
Yay! That was good! Come on! There's more, I'm afraid.
You besmirch my name, you'll pay the price. I'll mark you up, because I'm the king of vice.
Okay. Hopefully that's it. Maybe not.
Jersey Shore, but I'm the situation here to settle the score. Straight up, good gangster.
Oh man, oh that was horrid.
since the chat room descended into a sort of William Regal slash WWE love fest, we'll interrupt Spiral Madness to bring you something from quite a while ago, actually.
A while ago.
It's your own damn fault.
He's a man, such a man,
such a man.
He's a real man's man. He's a man, such a man,
such a man.
I would like to nominate this for Sven's entrance music next year at Summer of Sonic. I think it would be just absolutely ideal. Dance around to this one if you're listening, okay?
Radio Redux.
Hi everyone, it is your host R-Change UK here, your five time host of Radio Redux.
I hope
this doesn't make me gold dust. Blake Draco is here next to me. Blake Dust. Over on my right, laying on a sofa watching
the Cube
is
Cube.
What does that make her? Melina or something, isn't it? What was the what was What was, what's her name's? His valet at one point, Goldust. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Doesn't particularly bloody matter anyway. You listened to, at the beginning of the show, William Regal proving that anyone can rap. Because goddamn it, he's William Regal and you can do anything he goddamn likes. Then we had...
Forget it.
We then had Spiral Madness from Zero Gravity, which you're actually listening to also to now in the background. Just dip that again. Yeah, well, I can't cut it off halfway. So we could have what shall be now known as the Sven Jocelyn theme. Real Man's Man. And then we had actually a track from Tekken 6, which is the music from the Hidden Stage, isn't it?
The Hidden Stage of the Sheep, yes.
The Hidden Stage, where if... say, Jason, you better play it at SOS 11 now. Oh, yeah, it's my last run. I'm just going to go sod it and just do it for a bloody well like. Yeah, we'll do that. Don't tell him, though. yeah, so we had... this Sheep stage music. It's a hidden stage and basically you're in like, I don't know, Bavarian hills or something. You're surrounded by sheep which then get knocked flying as you get, as you fight. Yeah, it's quite bizarre and you have that music
landing
in the background.
Roundhouse kick on one was quite fun.
Yeah, Blake managed to do a roundhouse kick on a sheep the other day. It was quite fun.
Flying,
yeah. You roundhouse kick it, you actually managed to juggle it.
No?
Yeah,
no,
you did. You did at one point. You landed. It sort of flicked up in the air and did a sort of slow rotate. You got up and then punched and got juggled it a couple of times, and they just fell away. But yeah, they're quite bizarre. But yes, we are your regular people at this slot. Hello to the what? Hey? Echo's woken up. What? You're over there. I'd never have guessed that. We'd never have guessed with our, you know, eyes. But yes, we are your regular team. Hello to the left-hand side of our screen, which is the Radio Sega guys. Then hello to the right-hand side, which is the Sega Sonic Radio guys. Hello to all of you. SJ says it's a good game, Tekken 6. It would be a fantastic game were it not for the cutscenes every goddamn 3 seconds. Cutscene. We're now going to have a cutscene explaining the cutscene. However, to get rid of the previous cutscene, you can skip that cutscene, but you'll get a different cutscene. Yeah. ShareFox04 says RS is the left wing, SR is the right wing. SR is Warwick's right wing. Well, there's no easy way of saying that apart from there, most probably. Yeah, I didn't want to go into the whole potential political stuff, or alternatively, any allusions to a Deal or No Deal. Although it is rumoured that Echo actually is the banker. Everyone is now saying that they knew that you were the banker. And Deal or No Deal. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Everyone knew it. Ram knew it, Shadik knew it, Onigo Banato knew it, Spin knew it.
I knew it.
Yeah. Somebody Spartacus as well there. There's a few things. Shadik says he's a real man's man. It's nice of you to advertise that fact, Shadik. Anyway. We're here, we have no beer, and we really wish we did. Well, I did. I do, because I drink beer, and Blake doesn't, and Echo couldn't care less. But yeah, it's been in which case Echo has a very manly laugh. I really says written SD, if you are indeed the banker. Do you? Well, there's no way out of this really for me now at this point, isn't there? I'm just going to get hit by arms.
Cutting stuff as well.
Just cutting stuff. Oh, God. I've had it. But yes, so hello to in the wonderment of the Radio Sega Land. I'm guessing that would be sort of American saying, so that would probably be Zeba or Zeba. Raffo Skibro. So there's a cat in here now.
There's always a cat.
There's always a cat. And it came back the very next day. Sample all the hooters. Remember that advert, well done. And you had SJ, Silver Sonic, Shadow of a Doubt. See what he did there. Shadid, Ryo Nakage, RW Dibara, Retrix M-Tails, Miles Prower, King Boo, Boo Koo Kachu, Guest 94,569. Gerbil Bay, Fast Feet Sega Media 13-10-10. He's 3 days late. That doesn't work. Why don't you delay it till the 11th of the 11th of the 11th? Empires, Ide Eagle Venato, Cobra the Best is doing stuff.
Not anymore.
He's changed his mind. Bro Crusher. No relation to Sis Smasher, presumably. Blitz Chris, AK's on Radio Redux, whether he the who the hell he is. We know with a note. I bet he's not in any credits or anything. Underscore Spondy, Resident SD, Trigon. Over on SSR, apart from T-Bird asking Turbo if he'd be assisting his survival, his winter survival. Why, has he got to fly away for the winter? He's going, that makes sense actually, because he's always off to Iceland all the time. That's where half the birds go, isn't it? Makes sense now. Voice.
No.
Thought we were saying anything else like that. No! T-Bird.
Use your ears.
Voice, VJ, Earthbark, Turbo, Trigon, T-Bird, Stiv, Spin, Sonic OD, Silver Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shadow, Ringtail Fox, Retrix, Resident SD, Ram the Dragon, Mizzen the Cookies, Mars Prower, Fastbeat, Farmer, who's busy being an alchemist. Good luck with turning stuff into gold there. Ani Governato, Edward 850, Cobra the Bears, AUK's on Radio Redux here as well, that's very kind of him. Underscore Spondy, MK Blitz Chris, and of course Chanbot. T-Bird does ask if Echo Hawk is not flying somewhere for the winter too. I don't know. It depends on what she bucks her ideas at probably, I don't know. I think I'm going to lose a limb later. Shadik says I didn't get one bit of that one there, UK. I don't know. They're just being weird. Ram says, screw you guys, it's summer here. Which this is a growl from Echo.
Oh, something is
it? Okay. I'll soon know, I guess. Find something in me, yeah. Add it to the collection of knives already in my bag. Ka-ching, ka-chow. Anyway, apparently some game came out this week. I've no idea what it was called. Something like Boom the Squid Beast 3 or something. Well, no, popular game. I'm sure Capcom did it. Oh yeah, because we were playing some Dead Rising earlier. We played some Dead Rising 1, and then it became incredibly apparent that Dead Rising sucks balls. So we then decided to play Dead Rising 2, and you said something, didn't you, about Mega Man? And it was like, how long before they mentioned Mega Man? which wasn't long as it turned out.
About
5 minutes after we had the cutscene with was it Casey in the film?
Katie.
Saying, oh look, I've got a new power on Mega Man, that's showing this console, which looks suspiciously like, I don't know, it looked like a GBA, didn't it? It was kind of weird. About 5 minutes after you went upstairs after that, I came across a Proto Man cardboard cutout.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. It's like, yeah, it was Mega Man. Yeah. Resident SD says blue hedgehogs that'll never take off. Resident SD says, AK, my favourite quote on the Sonic Games Twitter account this week was the quote from the Sonic the Hedgehog 4 episode run. Well played there, sir. Yeah, the best... If you're not on the Sonic Games Twitter, somebody does it. I don't know who it is. Somebody, you know, handsome. Fantastical. It's very nice you agree, at the very least. But yeah, there's normally a quote every day, a Sonic quote. And there was on launch day of the iPhone version, of course. The quote was just literally a quotation mark with dot 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 between them, and then listing the game and the character in the game, and in brackets. Well, he doesn't speak in this one, does he? So we had that. But yeah, blue hedgehogs will never catch on. That one about Sonic 4 being out and this blue hedgehogs thing will never catch on, that actually got onto the Twitter homepage. I was quite pleased at that. I think it was like the first tweet I've done. Yeah, people are not getting the ironies. Yes, of course it was me. I think I'm the only one who uses Sonic games anyway. Yeah. It's not on here. Yeah, it's not on there. Lovely stuff. It's all gone wrong. It's all gone wrong. What you gonna do, eh? What you gonna do? I'm pretty certain the next quote that'll go on there will be something to do with Sonic Heroes. I'm pretty certain. Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
How certain?
Ooh, as certain as I am that this is a bottle of gin. And it's full. Anyway, how's your week been, Blake?
Bah.
That's about it. Bah. Bah. Yeah, probably about right, actually, isn't it? Crazy women.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy lost people. Echo's been very busy.
Eating my chocolates, yes.
She's not eating your chocolate, she's merely keeping it warm in her mouth.
She's
out. I'm not eating your chocolate.
This is what happens when I use stuff like that.
She's also eating hula hoops, to be fair. It must taste horrid.
Put the chocolate down and put your hands above your head.
Oh, Empires was gutted, didn't win the night CD. Everyone forgot about Free Stuff Friday. Yeah, because it's my Free Stuff Friday this week. My Free Stuff Friday in 2 weeks' time now, of course. worked out quite well, actually, but because the SOA team are out at New York Comic Con, doing things, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, I've got a ridiculous amount of work all at the moment, so it's all kind of crazy. Crazy. Earth Art wants to speak to me. He also says I'm not beat up this week's Dreams and Nightmare yet. Give me a chance. Yes, Dreams and Nightmare came out on Emerald Coast. That's emeraldcoast.co.uk. Maybe you should lay off the gin a little, lad, says Ginny Tablina. I don't drink gin. It was an empty bottle of Lucozade that I was actually holding. Vidra apparently has port, and therefore Vidra is harpy. Vidra has port, Vidra is harpy.
Yeah, he's telling him on the boat.
Hmm. Yeah. He's actually on the style, but he's... Can you imagine Phil in charge of a boat? Oh, God! Phil in charge of a boat! Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. More sound effects. Info says, I finally managed to get all 7 emeralds in Sonic 4 and now I'm stuck on Egg Station. Things that being Sonic 4 don't get on. I don't own a copy of it yet, so it's... Because I've got an iPod Touch and I was hoping I could get that. He just randomly says Star Trek, and then just.
Yeah. It's gotten to him.
I think when that's in trying to get himself hurt. I think. Yeah, but I've got an iPod Touch, and I was hoping to get the app Sonic 4. But no. No, I couldn't get a copy of it because it was like, like it. I'm just trying to figure out actually how many Sonic games I've done now. Need to have a check what it will be. Effie approves of Ramix Echo. You might approve of it, but you won't last very long if you do. Ram, just remember there is also the Earth X Vija. So one of them's always asleep, which begs the question what the other one's doing. What's these random square marks at, like, at really strange angles to each other? Is that a tripod marking the carpet? Oh dear. I was doing something.
Yeah, on the star thing.
Oh yeah, I was going to check. I actually updated it earlier, so I could... I know. But do you know? Knowing is half the battle. The more you know. Ding. Yeah, but oh, they got. It's like XP. Whatever. Okay, this one. How many have I done? Because it's been since 2007. Okay. Hands I've been involved in. We've got. 1, 2, 3 to count that collection. 4 to count that collection. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 Sonic-related games and all collections since 2007. Which is kind of crazy. I'll probably be in the credits for about four. 4 or 5.
33% chance.
Sorry, I'm in Unleashed. I'm not in Chronicles.
I'm in
SST, and I'm in ASR. And I'm in M&S Winter. What? It's not my fault they're completely incapable of updating a the 18 Sonic game, Sonic related games. They're still questioning whether or not I do them. Oh wow, crazy. That's bonkers, if you think about it. I think anyone's done as many Sonic related games.
Well, I think there's the one last night.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, kind of bizarre. Wow, 18. Anyway, the big, there's lots of stuff. Sonic Mark asked Future if it's a wrench capable of holding liquid. Now, are we sort of saying it's a euphemism for something now, the wrench? And the liquid is port. Well, that would require some sort of very weird bodily function, really. Earthot says, what about Earth in charge of a ship, like his ship? Is Earth in charge of the Earth X Vija ship?
Earth is in charge of the shipping, yes.
Earth is in charge of the shipping. He's the franking machine on Vija. You know, whatever floats their boat, quite literally. crazy. Rex has been busy-ish with stuff. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the front page. Have you?
No.
No. Well, first of all, we weren't at New York Comic Con.
Surprisingly.
None of our staff are in New York, so we don't have anything on New York Comic Con, and we don't care. But meanwhile, if you've not been paying attention to USW, you've missed a lot this last week, actually. We had the super duper ultra rare, never really before seen render of Pachacamac. Then we had the super high quality Sonic Shuffle logo. Then we had, the other day the Sonic at the Winter Olympics render, which no one ever has. In fact, no one got barely any information about Sonic at the Winter Olympics. Retro doesn't even have a page for Sonic at the Winter Olympics. Bizarrely, it's got the soundtrack, but it's got no details. It doesn't have a page. Retro doesn't actually have a page for it. That is pretty weird. It's pretty goddamn weird. Might do swapsies and they can put the render on Retro if I can have the soundtrack. Yeah, but the game that never was Sonic at the Winter Olympics for iPhone. Again, so we've got vast high quality images going on at the moment. And this is a New York Comic Con content. We had the Swedish chef doing popcorn. That's all we had. But yeah, that's kind of been our week. Really much. Ramblane's the main. Ramblane's Pachacamac. Yes. Apparently Vija's gonna run off and patent a wrench that's can heal. That can heal. There's a wrench that can heal.
I will heal you. Heal
the wrench. Rah. AK, what's the background music to Shadow of a Doubt? Let's have a look. See. It's not that. It is. It's a remix of Unknown from Me. From the SA1 remix, and it's the Skinny Puppy remix of Unknown from Me. If you go on SW, it should be there actually. It's time for a music break. Right now, we're from Sonic Heroes. We've got Believe in Myself. We'll be back shortly.
Just go with that.
Slightly distracted by the cube. Track Distance 2 was Believe in Myself. Then you had the Invincible jingle from Sonic 06, followed in short order by the Remix Factory remix version, yeah, the Dr. Beatnik one, of Eggman. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it's been... there's only a vague bit of news we've got. It's just confirmation that at the beginning of November, I may not be here for the 7th show because I will be on a plane on the way back from Japan. Yay, I finally get to go to Japan. 3 years.
Oh, my
birthday. Yeah, I missed Blake's birthday to go to Japan. Yeah, it was very selfish of me. I'll bring you back something Japanese. Like a mail order bride. Or something. Yeah. Yes. Hi, honey. I'm home, and so is Wing Lee. She's our new geisha girl. Enigmatic says AUK is turning Japanese. You really think so? Yeah, you know how I asked you to, you know, maybe do some language lessons with me? Which, what part of I would like to do it? If I went, we're gonna do this now, you do it today, you would be like, no. I've done it on other things, so I know. Oh, yes, look, honestly, it's. I'd like to learn a little bit. Is it okay?
Yeah, but you have to pick a time and date, because I can't pick a time, I'm trying.
Anyway, that was my happiness at going to Japan. It is now tailed off somewhat. But yeah, going there for a week, in line with the Sonic Claw competition, you may remember that from a while back. It's taken some time to get that in order, but I'm going to be the member of staff that's flying out there to show them Japan. Not by having a bad clue where I'll be going. Over here is the airport. I'll see you in a week.
Go on.
I don't know. It could be anything. No, I'm looking forward to it. I will be certainly touching up Echo later for some information regarding good Japanese places to go. Because, I don't know, I've got some ideas. Such as Joyopolis. Gotta go there, gotta go to one of the Club Segas. Gotta go to Club Sega so we can nick something as everyone else does. That's a branded Club Sega. Where's the ashtrays? Get as many in your bag as you can.
Fill your pockets up
with ashtrays. I should definitely go to one of those arcades and things like that. As previously mentioned. Surely you should ask T since he's been to Japan. Are you insinuating that Echo hasn't been to Japan? She's been to Japan a lot longer than T has. Yes, she has, she says. T was there for. I think he flies out there every Sunday, doesn't he? After his show for at least 4 years and then comes home. But how long did you stay out there? 6 weeks. So she's outdone most of you, I'd imagine. I want to know when Vig is going off to China, because he mentions China every 5 minutes, so I don't know when he's going to China. Shinobu 4 is now known as Cow-Urka Gym. I don't know. Isn't it illegal to walk cows?
Cowhawks? Stay close to me,
my love. What was cruel? What was cruelty? But yeah, if you have any suggestions, because you certainly don't have any questions for Q&A UK, if you fail, but not a single PM. Remember last week which was like red? Anyway. Failure. I hope play the drill. I'm not gonna play the drill music. Yeah. Although that's next. I should really do a prize to find for people who find me in the credits with colours. Or not, if the case may be.
Can you spot this name?
We can either find me or the person that is taking my space. what can you do, eh? But yeah, going to Japan, sweet, for a week. On SOA's pay. It's quite nice. I was like saying to him, so you're supposed to do some work, yeah? And he's like, oh yeah, you never do much though. I'm like, oh, that's like your work, looking after those two. Oh, okay. So if I like told them to go off on their own, I could do whatever I like, yeah? But, yeah, pretty much. Okay, have fun. Oh, so if you've got any suggestions for a place to go, I'd love to hear them. Council, we haven't revisited the Council of Evil for a while, and we probably should. If you have, I think that says Drill XAUK. Yeah, that'd be about right. If you start in my head, it'll just end me quicker. Yeah, if you have any suggestions for the SW Council of Evil, remember from a few shows back,
we had this.
Yeah, we put it up the other day. Yeah. Literally the other day. Five to whatever it is. I think it's four. Juice X Machine shows, I think 5 to 4. The Council of Evil is a council of evil. Of evil people, evil things. I'm trying to remember what was in it now.
Mumra's
in it, Skeletor. Ted DiBiase Sr. Orville. Was Orville in it?
Yep.
You put Orville in it? I put Orville in. I should have put in Cuddles the monkey instead of Orville. He's because Cuddles is much eviler.
Chad
from Moore. The world was original granddad.
Yep.
Is in. Lord Zed was put in. Charles Catcher was put in. Lollipops! I should have done the chat rundown of the Charles Catcher. That would just end people, I think. Ziba! Ratos Kibro! Sonic Mark, Cherry Pies, all three today.
You're getting the best line ever.
Oh yes. Oh no, we were watching YouTube.
Someone's
YouTube. I can't even find it now.
But it was not on the Netflix feed.
Yeah, same guy, and they redid revoiced a load of stuff from Dark Knight, and if you've seen Batman Dark Knight, you'll know there's a sequence in which the Joker comes in and then suggests, AKA you should go to Nintendo Japan, or should probably go to one of their shops actually. I can get, I wonder. Well, I'm just thinking, I might be able to go to one of the poker shops and get you some sort of rare Pokemon or something. Suggesting. No, I just march in there wearing a Sonic t-shirt and just going, I work for Sega. Give me stuff now. We are friends. Friends demand sacrifice. Get him a Vulpix. Jay wants a Vulpix. That's a Fox one, isn't it? A sort of Reddy Fox one.
Isn't
it? Mayhem. He's a fan of Tails. What's Alex? It's Flyboy. I didn't know Flyboy Fox was a Pokemon. And yet somehow it explains a lot. Gundam statue. I've never been a big fan of Gundam. Get something super rare. Sorry, I'll leave it for that, so VJ X Vulpix. Oh dear lord. Mina Kogs says, AK, go to Akihabara on Sunday to watch all the crazy cosplayers. I intend to go down to the place where Yakuza is based. Just see it for real. The shop.
Just don't drop any flower pots.
No, don't need to drop any flower pots, but yeah. I know what baka means. Baka Yaru. I like how you somehow think I'm just gonna go marching up somebody randomly and just go. Baka! Right in their face!
Yeah.
Goman Nasai, person with gun and ominous look. I'm close. Oh, oh thank you. AK try and find some sailors. Yeah. I'll find you, Suzuki. And... we'll sort something out. T-Bird's left. Walk around the battered brow leather jacket asking people to find some sailors and some hair. Yes, you've already been beaten on that one. Look out and glad, Jason. I don't know, perhaps I will. I'll walk around in a leather jacket. I'm not sure about asking for sailors. I might actually get a decent, a positive response on that. A denim jacket. Yeah. He also do a Triple H look. Lol, I should do.
Burial.
Burial. You've been buried. You've been buried because you called the Yakuza a backer. Retrix asks a very good question. And yeah, I can't understand why I've not got around to that yet, but I will sort it out, okay?
About the,
oh yes, the parody voiceover. I thought it was to Batman, wasn't it? It was just really weird stuff. But the scene where the Joker goes in and proceeds to tell everyone that he then says, "I will now make a pencil disappear," and then something very nasty happens with the pencil. In the remake of that, the line is somewhat different in the re-voice, in that you have the Joker coming along with this pencil and then just randomly going, "Let's play Pictionary," which you actually, you have to see, but me and Blake just creased up laughing when we heard that, and that every time the word Pictionary is mentioned, we just corpse, it's ridiculous. Corpsing! Oh dear. Yeah, crazy. And then we split off into craziness with the Joker doing stories about how he used to play Ludo with his dad. That was Kazuya, was it?
Kazuya has a purple outfit.
Oh yes, because Kazuya thinks he's like,
"Let me tell you about my father. One day he flew me into a volcano. And that's okay, because I then flew him to a volcano. And then the cycle continued until the volcano was so full of me and my father, it was like a euphemism for something sexual."
Yeah, it's just very wrong. But yeah, I mean that's...
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it,
it's time for questions and answers and questions in Q&A UK, and we'll start with all your questions now. Thanks very much. That's the end of the show, actually, because there's nothing there. There literally is. There's no question. Nothing whatsoever. So on that basis, we can end the show, I think. It's been sort of just a random chat, really. Not at all. In which case, there's no point in continuing. There's no real suggestions that we have to go on. So well done, everybody. You've successfully ended the show. Stick around in an hour's time to fast its phone mix, assuming that it's there. What's going on next week? I don't know what's going on next week. Stuff. What? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, I wasn't referring... I thought you meant actually as opposed to next week's show, what was going on next week as a whole. Next week is the 17th, which happens to be a very important anniversary for the SW staff, two of them in particular. We should still be on. Apparently phone mix is finished. So what, like we're the only show now on like everywhere. We're slowly finishing them all off. But yeah, there's it'll be 1 year since someone said yes to somebody else, and somebody else said yes to the other person. It was ideas. Yeah, it's our first anniversary of me and Echo. So, we'll still be on. God knows what will happen. Would you like some music, Echo? No, you're good. You're good, huh? Okay. When Auto GJ is going to tell us what to have, we're going to have two songs from something or the other. We're not going to have this mess from Mytopia, though. But until that day occurs, I've been Archange UK.
I've been Blender Eagle.
You might be able to hear, or might not. And we will see you next week. When hopefully people have questions. People have questions. No point in having a part of the show where you answer questions if you then don't send in questions.
Stop doing pairings and ask questions.
Yeah, stop doing pairings and ask questions. Yeah, or we'll send William Regal round.
Yeah.
Or just the entire show will be the Joker and Harley next week.
We'll try and piece it together about his conversation. The Joker speaks to Macho Man Randy Savage.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Here's Charm This Charm instrumental version from Bernie Hatcher. And then there'll be this, another song of some description. Doesn't really matter. See you next week, guys.